next item is change of zone number 1624 W&J Jones Family LP.
And Mr. Chairman, since I did so well with that last one, I'm going to make a motion on this one as well.
Okay.
Thank you. I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1624 for W&J Jones Family LP for a change in zone from AR1 to an MRRPC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. The proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development district in accordance with the 2003 and 2008 comprehensive land use plans. The MR zoning is appropriate for the site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, the parcel is located within the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Central water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. The RP designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of a RPC is to encourage developments such as this as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. In this case, the design incorporates a par 3 golf course, extensive open space, tree preservation, and buffers from federal wetlands. The project is currently bordered by MR or C1 land. This includes the Bay Crossing MRRPC development to the south. The applicant has proposed minimum 50-foot undisturbed buffers from federal wetlands, even though there are no county or state requirements to do so. The buffers are intended to protect the environmentally sensitive Pothook Creek watershed. The residential units will be clustered to the central area of on the site, preserving the remainder of the site as woodlands and an 18-hole par 3 golf course, providing recreational opportunities and additional open space. The applicant has agreed that the golf course area will remain as permanent open space, and that agreement is incorporated into the recommendations as a condition. There will be on-site recreational amenities, including tennis and multi-use courts, a pool, a community center, and the golf course. The applicant had reduced the original application with plus from 178 units to the 144 multifamily units applied for with the county, or approximately 3.25 units per acre. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 144. In addition to the apartment that currently exists above the golf course pro shop, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. Recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 3 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. These amenities shall include a tennis court, a multi-use court, community center, and a swimming pool. The development shall be served by county sewer as part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, using best management practices with regard to the construction and maintenance of these features. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the location and design of the stormwater and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. In addition, as stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be built along both sides of the streets. The applicant shall submit, as part of the site plan review, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, along with the wetlands buffers as delineated on the preliminary site plan. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a minimum 50-foot buffer as delineated on the preliminary site plan from the federal wetland areas. Any required silt fencing shall be installed on the upland side of the buffer areas. The applicant shall form a homeowners or condo association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open space, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Road naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. A school bus stop with parking shall be provided and shown on the final site plan. The location shall be coordinated with the Cape and Lopin School District. A system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. The entrance from Route 1 shall be used for access to the golf course only, as has been the case for years. But since the golf course is an amenity to the residential property, the final site plan shall include better vehicular access, pedestrian access, and parking from within the residential area. There shall not be any direct vehicular interconnection between the residential roads and the golf course access road from Route 1. If the golf course should cease operations, then the access via the Fairways Village shall be eliminated. As the applicant has agreed, the area for the golf course shall remain as open space, even if the golf course is no longer in operation. And last, site plan review shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
On number N, the entrance from Route 1, you're speaking of the existing entrance.
The existing entrance.
Okay. Can we add the word existing?
Yes.
Okay. Just to clarify word.
Clarify it.
Seconds.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1624 W and J Jones Family LP. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.